Houston, we're in Antares, now starting EVA 1 prep.
Oh, Roger, we're setting our timer to 15 minutes, counting up, starting now.
Apollo Control.
With ya.
Apollo Control Houston, 111 hours, 49 minutes, ground elapsed time. That was Al Shepard aboard Antares advising the ground that they have started their EVA preparations. Standing by, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control Houston.
Antares, this is Houston. If you feel like giving us a running commentary as you go through the equipment prep for EVA-1, we'll be checking you off here.
Okay, we'll try to do that. Houston, we've completed the first paragraph.
Houston, roger out.
Okay, one quick check. Oh, hell, circuit breaker's probably up. It'll be all right.
Apollo Control Houston, 111 hours, 54.
Paragraph Houston, the LMP is pushed against the port edge.
Houston, roger out.
Hundred and 11 hours, 55 minutes. Antares crew members, Al Shepard, Ed Mitchell, proceeding with their EVA checklist.
Antares, this is Houston. Would you describe your interior lighting configuration to us so that we may use it for power budgeting for later missions? Over.
Okay. Houston, the only lights we have left on now are the enunciator numeric, so that we have caution warning. But we have turned off the mud lights, and there's adequate lighting.
Roger. Thank you, Antares.
That was Ed Mitchell responding to that question from the ground. Apollo Control Houston at 111 hours, 57 minutes, ground elapsed time.
Houston, this is Al. We have one problem here in paragraph 3. The first line on my side, the UCTA has fluid in it, and it does not seem to work. Ed is able to depress the valve on the suit side and get the flow. So we've tried two different collection bags, and we're unable to get flow. We're going to press on that configuration. You might think about that for a while.
Okay, I understand it's your UCTA that has the problem.
That's right.
Roger.
Apollo Control Houston, 112 hours, 1 minute into the flight. The acronym UCTA, standing for Urine Collection Transfer Assembly. The crew aboard Antares proceeding with their EVA preparations. We'll stand by, continue to monitor at 112 hours, 2 minutes ground elapsed time. This is Apollo Control Houston.
Antares, Al, this is Houston. Are you able to check the hose from the UCTA to the fitting on the suit to ensure that that hose is not kinked? We have had problems in this connection in the past. And do you feel that the reserve capacity in the UCTA would be sufficient for this EVA or not? Or
we've just been discussing that. I think that the latter is probably the case. We'll make one quick check on that hose.
And Terry's Houston, what was the resolution on the UCTA situation?
Right, Houston, we got it fixed. We'll have it be back on the timeline here very shortly, I think.
Roger out.
We had a kink in the hose. We've got this straightened out and drained. And
beautiful.
Okay, Houston, we're down to verify watch on PTA. Proceeding on.
Houston, roger out.
Apollo Control Houston at 112 hours, 15 minutes, ground elapsed time. The crew of Antares proceeding with their EVA checklist. Our surgeon in Mission Control advises that during the powered descent phase leading up to the landing of Antares, he was monitoring spacecraft commander Al Shepard and described his heart rate as extremely cool, in the upper 80s during most of the period from PDI to touchdown, peaked at one point at 113. We're at 112 hours, 16 minutes ground elapsed time, and this is Apollo Control Houston.
Okay, magazine Charlie Charlie, install the surface sequential camera.
Roger, we copy Claremont, California, installed on the sequence camera.
That's firm, our cable's connected, and it's verified operational.
Roger that.
Okay, the CDR is going to deploy the EVA antenna.
Roger, CDR. Antares, Al Houston. You confirm the EVA antenna is deployed now?
That's affirmative, and we're proceeding on.
Roger out.
Houston, we have the RCUs on the data file.
Houston, roger out.
CDR's boots are on.
Roger, Ed.
Okay, the LMB OPX is on the floor.
Say again, Al.
The LMB OPX is on the floor.
All right, here.
Apollo Control, Houston, 112 hours, 30 minutes, ground elapsed time. That last report from Al Shepard saying that the oxygen purge system for the lunar module pilot is on the floor per the flight plan. It appears that we're about 10 minutes behind the flight plan schedule at this point. The crew are taking a bit longer and completing their morning meal. We're at 112 hours, 31 minutes. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Satisfactory OPS checkouts. The CDR is reading 6,000 source and the LMV is reading 5,900 source.
Antares, Houston, roger out.
Antares is proceeding with the anti-fog on the inside of the helmet.
Roger, Antares.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 112 hours, 40 minutes, ground elapsed time. Al Shepard, Ed Mitchell, continuing with their preparations for their first lunar excursion. The landing position indicates that the porch of Antares is facing slightly to the north of west, almost precisely as planned. We're at 112 hours, 40 minutes. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Antares, Houston, how are you progressing?
Okay, we're down to the point where the armrest is coming off. We have one more to go.
Roger out.
And we're in program 06, and the forward hatch handle is unlocked.
Roger out.
Houston. We're at that point where we had the reel plinth out and get the light weightless.
All right, Roger. I'll have Ron come on up the ladder.
Great.
Apollo Control, Houston, 112 hours, 48 minutes ground elapsed time. The Ron referred to in that conversation with Ed Mitchell is Ron Blevins, who has led the crew through these procedures while in training. Ron Blevins presently in the staff support room in Mission Control, the flight director's staff support room. That last report from Antares indicates the crew is preparing to don the PLIS. PLSS being an acronym for the Portable Life Support System that the crewmen wear on their backs. We're at 112 hours, 49 minutes ground elapsed time, and this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Okay, the LNP PLIS is on, and we're proceeding with the CDR PLIS.
Roger, Al.
Okay, the commander's PLIS is on. We're going for the RCU.
Roger, Al.
Okay, Houston, we've verified power down circuit breaker configuration. We're proceeding with the comm check of the PLISs.
Roger, Al.
Houston, Terry, how do you read?
Ed, this is Houston. I read you loud and clear. Over.
Okay, Bruce, read you loud and clear. Hey, you all done now through there? Yes? On. Okay, in the comp panel, let's be in training. HF panel, voice, on, off. On, off, high. Voice on, off. On, off, high. Okay, range to range. Health and being noise pressure open up one of the staff. Order on. Easy Day. Welcome, Mason. Okay, you connected with this audio signal. Okay, connected with this car. Okay, here we are. Let's speak to me. Hey, switch to A.
A.
Wheel counterclockwise.
Wheel counterclockwise. There's a tone.
Press flag B, press flag O. Commentary.
Okay, O2 is still on.
Read out the first O2 pressure gauge.
Okay, it's greater than. Looks like about 96%.
96%, okay.
Let's see, now we're at 75, 80, 85, 90, about 92%. Okay?
92%, I'm reading it loud and clear.
Okay.
Okay, Commander is going to connect to the Swiss Star.
Okay.
Apollo Control Houston, 113 hours, 10 minutes, ground elapsed time. The Mission Control Center in Houston now receiving data on the portable life support system worn by the lunar module pilot, Ed Mitchell. Our electrical and environmental flight controller says that the data on the lunar module pilot looks good. We're at 113 hours, 11 minutes, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo Control, Houston. Telmu advises that we now have data on spacecraft Commander Alan Shepard. Apollo Control, Houston, ground elapsed time 113 hours, 14 minutes. The crew aboard Antares continuing through their checklist in preparation for their first lunar walk. We'll stand by, continue to monitor. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Houston, this is Antares, over.
Antares, this is Houston, go ahead.
Okay, Bruce, have you received your lost comm on the splitters? Let's get coordinated and try through it again. Over.
Roger.
What do you suggest? We went through the checklist, and when we gave you a call, no response. Were you reading us at all?
We were receiving data, but we did not read you on voice. What is your present configuration?
Well, I've come off of the Fliss comm and back onto the ship comm. Al is still set up with his Fliss operating. And so he's not reading at the moment, but he shouldn't be. And we can talk with each other in A, B, and AR.
Okay, I understand you talk to each other in A, B, and AR. The last word that I had from you was when you reported 92% oxygen, and I believe at that time you were in mode A. Over. And Al was still on the ship's comm.
Okay, let's see if that's correct.
Is Al in mode A at the present time?
No, he's in AR at the present time still. You're right, Bruce. That's the last time you should have heard me, I guess. That's the last time you heard me was at that point, and I was on A.
Okay, we should have heard you subsequent to that, but that is the last time that we heard you. And stand by, we'll have some procedures for you in a minute.
Okay.
Ed, this is Houston. We request that you return to the beginning of the PLIS comm check block, indicated at 18 minutes on the UVA 1 card, and verify all switches. If you'd like to read them out as you go through, we'll check them off down here too. Over.
Okay, here we go.
And in the meantime, would you have Al unstow his PLIS antenna and see if that helps any?
Done that.
Roger out.
Okay, you want us to go through our verifier power down circuit breaker configuration. Is that affirmative?
Negative. You can start. We got comm modulate FM confirmed down here, and we see TV sync pulses, so that's good. Start out with CDR's audio panel.
Okay, I am back. Wait a minute. I am back at PM right now, Bruce. Let's go to FM and try it.
Roger. We had had FM in the past. We didn't catch you switching back.
Okay, I'm going to FM now.
Roger. Ed, this is Houston. How do you read?
Houston, it's dead loud and clear.
Okay, got you in FM. We're presently receiving no data in FM. Let's press on through the CDR's audio panel.
TV closed.
The crew on Antares is backtracking through some of the portable life support systems communications procedures, backtracking because of an apparent...
Verified the audio, CDR's audio panel.
Okay, LMP's audio panel.
Ted, this is Houston, over. Antares, Ed, this is Houston, over. Antares, this is Houston, over.
Houston, this is Ed. How do you read now?
Ed, this is Houston, loud and clear. How may?
Okay, Bruce, it seems like I lost you when I went to relay on my panel. I guess that's appropriate since I'm still on Antares Com, is it not?
Roger, that's affirmative, Ed. And before you press on from here, we'd like you to take the modulate switch, which is standby.
But I don't know what he said when all the static came on the line. Before I went to relay. No, it was relay on. I was not reading yet. I'm on Chipscon, so I should. Okay, Houston, how do you read now?
Stand by, please, Ed. Or go ahead, Ed.
Okay. Okay, you wanted me to change the modulate switch to PM, is that affirmed?
Negative, that problem is cleared up. We're now receiving FM data, so cancel that transmission.
Okay, I'm at the point now of going back to the LFP's audio panel. I will not transmit again until I get on.
Stand by, Ed. Hold at your present configuration. Over.
Gotcha, I'm holding. Houston, Al can reach you part of the time and not part of the time. I think it's because the relay's off over here right now.
Okay, Ed. Is that a change from the previous configuration? That is, was Al not receiving us at all before, and he's now receiving us intermittently?
Are you receiving us? Okay. Bruce, I think it has to do with the relay switch as well. Let's ignore that and go on for the moment.
Stand by, please.
Houston, Terry.
Go ahead, Aunt Terry.
I think a lot of this noise is coming when I hit my, it seems simultaneous with my keying, my umbilical.
Roger, I'm not copying the noise that you're referring to.
Okay, maybe it's only to us. it is. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with their comm. They won't let me go on until we see.
Ed, this is Houston. At the present time, we're verifying our site configuration. That's the reason for the hold at this point.
Okay, you're verifying your own configuration. Is that affirmative?
That's affirmative.
Apollo, can
get your antenna down before you break it off.
Mission Control and Ed Mitchell continuing to troubleshoot the communications difficulties in the...
First, that's great. Place. Put it any
shooting going on with the communications difficulties in the crew members' portable life support system.
As of right now, we're only 20 minutes behind.
Ed, this is Houston. Ed, we'd like you to put the relay switch on your panel to on for about 20 or 30 seconds, during which time we will try to establish communication with Al, who we understand is still in AR, and if that's unsuccessful, after about 20 or 30 seconds, go back to off, over.
Okay, stand by. Let me verify his configuration. Okay, you should be in AR. You're in AR. They're going to call you. Okay, Bruce. On my mark, I will go to relay on and stand by for your call. In 20 to 30 seconds, I'll come back if no comm.
Roger, Ed.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, mark. They're going to call you.
Antares, this is Houston calling Al. Do you read, over? Al, this is Houston. Do you read? Over. Antares, this is Houston. Do you read? Over. Antares, this is Houston. Do you read? Over. Antares, this is Houston. Do you read? Over.
Okay. Bruce, this is Ed. We both read you loud and clear. Al called back, but you could apparently not read him.
All right. We understand you were both, you through the LAM and Al through the PLIS, reading us loud and clear. We heard nothing from you.
Okay. What? That's probably the next thing we'll try. However, the relay switch must be working if you were reading them. Houston, one matter of suggestion. Remember, we have been in secondary transmitter receiver since before PDI, and I don't know that we've ever established that our primary is good or not good.
Roger, we copy, and would you verify that the commander is either in the Vox mode on the FLIS or he is pushing to talk?
Now, were you in Vox mode, for sure? That's to verify he was in Vox mode and I was reading his call.
Roger, I understand you were reading him on board.
That's perfect.
And Terry's Houston, over.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Ed, we'd like to reverse the relay configuration on your comm panels. Summary of the changes are that on the commander's panel, you will have the relay switch on. You will be in VHF ATR and B receive. On the LMP panels, relay switch will remain off, and you will go to VHF A off and VHF B off. Over.
Okay, we've got it. We'll reverse the LFP and the CDR's audio panels.
Roger. And are you up on LEMCOM now, or are you back on the FLIS?
No, I'm still on LEMCOM. Bruce, don't you want to try communicating with Al just with his relay on before I could do anything else?
Roger, if you can set us up in this LEM configuration, we'll attempt contact with Al through the relay mode.
Okay.
If no contact in about 1 minute, why, you better go back to the mode we've got now and contact us.
Okay, well, do. Okay, I'll set your CRTR relay on. Relay on.
On.
Mode Vox.
Mode Vox.
HFATR, be received.
HFATR,
be received. Okay, and mine's going TRTR, relay off. Vox. Vox in. ATR, be received. Okay. I get the call.
Houston, this is Al. How do you read?
Al, this is Houston, loud and clear. How are us, over?
Houston, this is Al. How do you read?
They're reading you.
Al, this is Houston. We're reading you loud and clear. LMP's audio panel.
I'm not reading them.
LMP's audio panel should be VHF, Alpha, and Bravo off. Over.
Houston, that's affirmative. Alpha and Bravo are off. I am reading you. Al does not seem to be. Give him another call.
Al,
okay,
this is...
Okay, Houston, this is Al. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Al, this is Houston. We are reading you loud and clear.
Huh?
Al, this is Houston. Reading
okay,
you loud.
Give him a long count and let him.
Give him a log count, let him try to adjust his volume and see if that's part of it.
Al, this is Houston. Long count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Adjust the wheel for Houston. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Over.
Both of them, they're max flying and can't hear anything. Houston, he has full volume up and is not receiving you.
Roger. How is he reading you?
Can you read me out? Are you hearing me through here? Okay, he is not reading me. We're just talking in the cockpit.
Ed, this is Houston.
Back up audio.
Ed, this is Houston. Verify that Al is in the AR mode.
In AR. I'm in AR. To verify.
And I understand you've gone to the extreme position on the volume controls.
Back in AR.
I understand Al's gone to the extreme position on the volume controls. I'll give you a long count here, and why don't you have him cycle or run the wheel from one end to the other and see if at any point along the line he receives anything. Over.
You've already cycled that wheel all the way, have you? Yeah, it's all the way where you cycled it all one way to the other. Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
and we've already done that, and we still don't receive anything.
Roger that.
Counterclockwise. Yeah.
Ed, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
Ed, we'd like you to set up with yourself in mode Alpha, Al in mode Bravo, and attempt a comm check between the two of you, and you with us. Over.
Say again, which one you want, which?
We want Al in mode Bravo and yourself in mode Alpha.
Okay. Al in Bravo, me in Alpha, and we will try our comm check again.
Roger.
Now, let's see. Houston, for that check, sir, you still want the VHF-A, VHF-B off on the LNP panel.
That's affirmative, and on the commander's panel, it's ATR and B receive. We have reversed the relay routing through the CDR and LNP audio panels.
I understand that. Okay, you're ATR and B receive, right? Right. Okay, let's you go Bravo, I go Alpha.
This is Apollo Control Houston. The crew aboard Antares is essentially in a hold in the crew checklist. Experienced difficulties with the portable life support systems communications. We'll stand by and continue to monitor. This is Apollo Control Houston.
Ed, this is Houston. How do you read on Alpha?
Breaker was out.
Ed, this is Houston. How do you read?
Houston.
this is Ed. How do you read?
Loud and clear, Ed.
Check to make sure your audio circuit breaker is in.
Yes, yes.
Ed, this is Houston, loud and clear.
Good.
Ed, this is Houston, over.
Houston, this is Ed, how do you read?
Ed,
this is Ed, how do you read?
Ed, this is Houston, loud and clear.
This is Al, how do you read?
Al, this is Houston.
Okay, let's try one more.
Al, this is Houston. If you're in mode B, you shouldn't be able to read me, but I'm reading you loud and clear.
Let's go to AR now.
Let's go to AR, reconfigure the panel first. Okay. Put your relay on.
No, leave it right where it is. We're fine. Don't touch a thing.
Okay. Houston, this is Ed. How do you read?
Ed, this is Houston. Loud and clear. How me? Over.
Roger, loud and clear. Try Al.
This is Al. How do you read, Houston?
Al, this is Houston. Loud and clear. How me? Over.
Loud and clear.
Hey, beautiful.
Okay, I think we got our problem solved.
Okay, the word from down here is don't touch a thing.
Yeah, we're in good shape. We're just going to leave it right where it is.
Okay.
Okay, where are we in the great scheme of things?
Okay. We're right through here. We've done all our comp checks.
All right. Hey, we're still in FM, are we not?
Yeah, we want to stay in FM.
Okay.
Three breakers in.
Okay.
Get final systems prep.
Okay, I'll read out for you. Panel 16, Captain Refresh, verified closed. Breaker breaker.
Okay, go again.
Verify cap refresh breaker closed.
Okay.
Did fan delta P open?
Did fan delta P open?
Did fan 2 open?
Did fan 2 open?
Okay, it's selecting fan 2, I'll get it.
Okay.
And we got a mastermind.
That's
good.
Okay.
Is the worship comp line on?
It'll take a few minutes.
We'll check if it's on.
Okay,
suggest the rotor full egress.
Okay, full egress.
Down the gas return egress. Circuit relief auto, verify. I get them.
Okay.
Circuit relief auto. Stand by. Cabin gas return and egress. Okay. Ready for the OPS hookup.
Okay, OPS hookup.
Go on you first.
Okay.
So the O2 actuator, she'll bend over a little bit. My antenna still up?
Stop. Yeah, it's spun back up again. I'll put her down for you.
Okay.
You get to me?
Oh, well, there we go. Oh, snapped up nice and clean on the top. Okay, O2 actuator is unstowed. And, back to the RCU.
With the comm difficulty cleared up.
Yes.
Cleared up, and Terry is about 50 minutes behind in the timeline.
Okay, suit isolation. Disconnect and disconnect the line hoses.
Okay.
I'm hung up here. I'm so. Okay. Let me get your antenna down before you break it. Break to that.
Ensure that you reset the master alarm from the water SEP, and we'd like you to verify which panel is in relay mode on. Over.
Your valve was loose. It came up. Stand by, Houston. Turn it on. It hung up on the cover when it came up. It's loose.
Okay, the master alarm has been reset, Houston.
Okay, Al, which audio panel has the relay switch on? Over. Roger out.
Stay that way because we've got a problem over on that one. And we do have two problems. First one was right there. But that one, the second one was the other with the cockpit air.
Okay.
Champagne instead of ice. behind us a little more this time.
Okay, position your brakes.
Okay, close the descent water valve.
Okay, descent water valve.
Reposition.
Okay. Press.
Fan on.
Right leg back. I want to cut strap down. Right. Okay. Okay. Press fan on. Right rib flag.
My vent flag is cleared, tone is stopped.
Okay, my tone is stopped. You got helmets?
Okay.
Standing.
You're what?
Standing by.
Okay.
Heck, I forgot a mouth full of microphone. I can't get a drink.
And you gotta put up with a few hardships.
Right. Don't mind at all.
That baby's about ready.
Okay, let's step on.
That was a drink port.
Standing by for a go for cabin deep press.
Done. Check back. Houston, this is Al. Are you following us on the checklist now?
That's affirmative, Al.
Okay. Okay. You ready to go out and play in the snow?
Yeah. It looks like my snowsuit's ready. Okay. David, let's do the same for you.
Okay.
You got your comm tray on the table like you want?
Yep.
Helmets on.
Go on, Leva.
Beep, beep, bum, 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 bum. Back. Look at this. Tuck down right there.
on.
Okay.
LCG is as required.
There's somewhere we missed them. Didn't go back and do that twice.
What, do you have UPF connect?
Yeah. We connected one, but we didn't recycle. Did we? Yeah, yes we did. Yeah, you still got some Irish pennants floating loose here.
This isn't installed yet.
It was installed a minute ago. Put it back on you.
LCG control as it is.
Okay.
And we can open up the LCG pump circuit breaker on your circuit breaker panel. And
the LCG pump is open.
Okay, then you can take off your lim water hose.
Connect the plus water hose.
And get the umbilical out of the way also.
Okay, the breakers are configured here.
Okay, I
I'll verify no fault in the right-hand window. You can tie the jettison bag.
Crew now verifying their suit assemblies. Donning their gloves now.
Okay. My gloves are on and straps are reduced.
The crew now starting a
coming up.
Pressure integrity check.
That's flight clear, 3.2. Clear, 3.7. Are you ready for the 1 minute check? Am I reading you? Okay, try it.
Okay, you read me that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was reading you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you ready to bring plus O2 off?
Okay, where are we?
We'll do it at 20. No, we're not. Watch. Gauge decay.
Okay, my O2 is off.
We're 1 minute. Both suits are tight. Split O2 going back on. And we're standing by for Kevin Deep Breath.
Roger, stand by, Antares. Antares, this is Houston. You are a go for cabin deep rest. Be sure and give us a mark when you start your watch at the second deep rest.
Okay. Okay, circuit breaker, cabin deep rest open.
It's open now.
Cabin deep rest valve closed.
Okay. Overhead. That's a forward dump.